podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to the second Spurs show of the week. Thank you so much for joining us. This weekend, we face Crystal Palace at home. Still waiting for, well, certainly Mason's waiting for a home win. A win. We're all waiting for a win. It's been a while since we won again. Joining us again, Stephen Pollard returns. How are you, Stephen?
I'm good, thank you, mate.
Thanks for coming back on. Martin Murphy returns. How are you, Martin?
All good.
Good. Mitch Lee is here. How are you, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. Cheers, mate.
And Danny Fenton. How are you, Danny?
Much better than I was earlier in the week.
Absolutely. We all feel better. It's funny, actually, Stephen, that we're playing Crystal Palace, because Crystal Palace were, I wouldn't say teetering relegation, but they'd had a bad run. They were quite a good few points ahead of the pack. And their board decided, you know what? We don't think this is going to go. This is not. We're worried this is going to go the wrong way. We don't think our current manager, Patrick Vieira, is right. He's not getting the most out of some talented players we've got. And they went back for experience. A man who thought he'd retired, done well at Palace, done well at various clubs, didn't do well at Liverpool. And they brought back Roy Hodgson, who's gone on an extraordinary run. I think they've lost one game, playing great football, extraordinary matches, almost in the Tottenham vein of just going for it. And obviously in the last show, we're talking about the kind of manager you bring in and or the board have decided not to go for Pochettino, you never look back. Well, Palace have looked back and it's worked wonders for them.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when they sacked Vieira, I thought it's a typical example of idiotic decision-making by a football board. And it just shows how wrong you can be. It's really heartening to see Hodgson do so well. He's 75 and what's his name? Neil Warnock, 74, saving Huddersfield, he looks like. I think it's great. And Palace is one of those teams I've got no animus against at all. So, I'm perfectly happy to see them do well. And I'm especially thrilled to have, to see Hodgson. He's such a cultured and decent man. I had the bizarre experience when I was working at the Jewish Chronicle, during the Euros in Poland and Ukraine, the England team went to Auschwitz.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and I had a pool journalist. I was the pool journalist who went with the team. And it was, I mean, on one level, it was really interesting seeing the England players genuinely, looking and learning. But Hodgson was very well educated about the Holocaust, about Germany, and was a, you couldn't have imagined a better England manager to lead young footballers to do something like that. And he's just, he's it sounds rather trite, but he's a kind of credit to football, really.
Yeah, and he's meant to be, Martin, a very good man manager, very good at putting the arm around a player, wanted to know about their personal life, how things are going on at home, all the stuff you kind of want from a coach to have this togetherness. And looking forward to this weekend. I mean, God, we're playing a team in form, a team who can't get relegated now, could just go as high as possible. They could go as high as probably 10th or 11th above Chelsea. It's going to be a tough one this weekend.
Yeah. While you were speaking up Hodgson now, I was wondering if we should bring Harry Redknapp back in on the same kind of basis. He's a nice old geezer. He puts an arm around them. And I mean, We lost that thing. You get rid of a manager and you get that new manager bounce generally. You normally get a win or something off the back of someone else coming in. And we really missed an opportunity in that by not bringing a new manager in, by sort of going, let's see. Even if it had been Mason straight away, I think there'd have been a bit of a bounce and reaction. But by going, let's try and, keep, not have to, if Conte's leaving, agreeing to Terry's contract up, we can keep everyone else without paying any more and just see how it does it. That's not quite working. All right, now we'll keep Mason in with us around. We've not had that kind of that lift and bounce. And once you don't have that momentum, it's very difficult to build them back up. Like, what are you asking the players to do now? Like, there was a point where you still go, when we were coming into those first, like the Everton game with Slaney coming, you go, all right, there's still Champions League to play for. I don't really know what we're even aiming for now, other than nothing. Do as best
Conference
as you can.
League or not Conference League.
Yeah, but they won't be. I don't, that doesn't,
and most won't want to be
going to motivate them. And so it's going to be very difficult to motivate the play. You know, they'll motivate themselves to a certain amount, they're professional footballers, but that isn't the same as having an actual something to go for. And so it's going to be difficult against Palace. They're on, you know, they have had that new manager bounce. They've got that bit of confidence coming into it. We don't have that. We look like we're easy to score against. And anyone watching it, it's not about being, it's not about teams being really good and going, oh, we just couldn't deal with it. You go, anyone coming at us at the start of a game will be like, well, just go for them. We're a bit like a guy arriving in prison with no trousers on. Do you know what I mean? We're very, very vulnerable.
Mitch, the other thing, you know, also, as Martin alluded to there, that we haven't got someone in. If there was someone there, or the players have been told, so-and-so's coming in, we're not announcing it, so-and-so's coming in, he's going to be looking at all the videos and deciding now, whatever. If that hasn't happened, which we think hasn't happened, you're not even playing for your career next season. You're not even now playing these games thinking, I've got to impress the new guy. You're probably thinking, well, Mason won't be running things now. He might be a right-hand man if the new guy wants him. So you're not even playing for your contract. You're just running these games out. Okay, we've had the harder games on paper. But in saying that, we lost our last, the one before Man United, don't forget, we lost at home to Bournemouth 3-2. So we're on a wretched run. I can't remember our last win. It's
Brighton.
A while now. Brighton. That's right. Yeah. Which was the streaky win against Brighton was the last win. So I mean, we're really going in with very little form whatsoever into this game.
It's that old saying they're on the beach, and maybe they are, but you know, I'm a season ticket holder. I'll be going Saturday. I'm still looking for a performance. So, you know, if the players go out there and they're just going to drag their sorry backs outside around the pitch, that's not going to wash with a lot of people who are paying good money and turning up there. So that's not good. I mean, I saw Palace, the game over the weekend. I don't know if you saw it against West Ham.
4-2, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's 4-3. It was a 4-3. Really good game. It was a really, really good game. And Palace do look, I thought keeping Vieira, I thought they've got to keep. I couldn't understand the decision, but it has worked out really well, and they're a good attacking team. But defensively, no, I think we could get them. I just don't think we're in a position to coast out the season. The performances have been so bad that we can't have another. We can't go 2-3-0 at home to Palace. I mean, that's worse than the other game. So I don't know. I think we've still got something to play for. And I don't think the fans will be happy if they just rock up there and, you know, there's not another performance. Whether they've got it in them, I don't know. Top four, that went for me weeks ago. UEFA Cup, I don't know, I'd still like to be in the UEFA Cup, you know.
No, I think Europa League is fine. Brighton got games in hand. It's out of our hands now. It's absolutely out of our hands. I don't think we're going to get that. I really think we're going to finish 7th, 8th, or even 9th, if we don't win another game, then I think even Brentford could pip us. So then, Danny, I mean, you know, do you think they'll be playing for pride? Obviously, season ticket renewals, the window's still open. People kind of say they are. I mean, a lot of people might go, I've had it.
I don't think they're playing for season ticket renewals, but I think that, you know, if you look at the Man U game and even the Liverpool game, there was spirit. You know, I mean, you know, obviously the results weren't exactly what we wanted, but they were gutsy, and it didn't feel like those players were throwing in the towel. It didn't feel like they were giving up. They were still trying, as you would hope they would be, especially when you're 3-0 down after 15 minutes. I feel that the way we're playing right now is what I call playground football. It's sort of literally one team scores, the other end another team scores. It felt like that against Liverpool, you know, and even Man U, and even the Bournemouth game, you know, looked like we might win it one end, they win and won it the other end. So I expect that it will be a high scoring game. In fact, I expect the remaining games are going to be high scoring, because I just think we're sort of playing for nothing, but we're still going to go out and attack, and with a with a lack of ability to defend.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, let's go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get the panel's prediction for the Palace game. Back in 1 minute. And we're back for the break. Don't forget, for premium content, including a daily news show, ex-player interviews, original documentary series on Spurs, go to patreon.com/Spurs Show. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Monday, Theo Delaney returns with Rob White, Richard Blancheflower, and Ali Speechley. And in the close season, we will be returning with shows with the top 10 Tottenham series. Well-known Tottenham fans look back at their 10 most iconic Tottenham moments. Stephen, are you going this weekend? Are you bothering with this one?
Yeah, my plan is to go. The last game I willingly missed since the only game I willingly missed since Jerry Francis was manager that's been open to me to watch was the Newcastle game. I just couldn't face watching it, and with hindsight I'm so glad I didn't see it. But yeah, I'm going on Saturday. I you want a prediction? I don't know, 2-2 maybe.
2-2, yeah.
I can't see us not conceding. I mean, how could we not concede ever?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Martin, you know, they've got these young players, Eze being one, Elise. Eze, a player that again was linked with Tottenham, a bit like James Maddison we talked about the last show. Maddison linked with Tottenham at his previous club. Eze linked with Tottenham's previous club. The guy now banging goals in at Villa. He was another one that was linked with us beforehand. And at the time, whoever was at Tottenham went, we don't think they're ready yet. No, we don't think they're going to pull up the money. They've all gone on to bigger, better things. That's also frustration, that we're not identifying the players and these deals aren't getting pushed through. We're not convincing Levy to write out the checks to go, no, this guy is not only one for the future, he's going to get in the team next season and could set the world our world alight. So this is another issue, isn't it, with young players, Martin?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was pointed out after the Newcastle loss, wasn't it, about how much of the side was the same team that got beat there 5-1 in the, 2016?
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's a lot of players. There needs, if you're going to play 100-plus games for Spurs, you should be a really, really special player. There's something in that, in and be good enough for us to kind of sign you. But there's too many players where you go, well, they've been there season, and you go, they're not that good. You know, they're not awful, but there's players you go, to play a lot of games for Spurs, we should be demanding the absolute highest standard. So obviously, you know, players like Kane and Son, yes, they've played a number of games, they've scored that number of goals, but we've got too many people who are just around because no one else has particularly wanted them, but we haven't actively.
But it's not just that, Martin. The other problem is we've got these players there, and the players we come in to try and replace them aren't any better. This is the issue. We've got players in. We thought, well, they're going to replace Poro, replace Roy. Okay, Roy's been injured. You know, certain players you thought are going to replace other players, especially at fullback, and they're not. And we realize, oh, they're not good. And the other ones go, well, I'm still here. This is great. I've got a couple more years now.
Yeah,
you know, and this is the issue. We're not identifying the players or going to get ready-made players that have already done well at the Premier League. I mean, what really infuriates me, again, we've had David Pleat on the show this season, but he came on this is 2 years ago, and we said then, who would you go out and do? He went, I go out now, I put up the money, and I get in Declan Rice, and I get him, and he'd be the middle of our midfield. This is the player that now Arsenal probably want to sign. He's a Chelsea fan. Chelsea, we're not even in that conversation. That's how far we've fallen. That none of our fans genuinely think we've got a hope in hell of getting someone like Declan Rice to be in the middle of our midfield. That's how far we've fallen, I think.
Well, West Ham might win a European trophy this year, mightn't they? Yeah. I know, albeit the sort of Europa Conference League, but they might. It's more than we've won for long old time, so he wouldn't really be necessarily seen it as a step up coming to us from there.
Anyway, what's your give us your score prediction, Martin, for the weekend against Palace?
I'm going to go 5-4 Spurs.
Oh, that'll be worth a couple of quid, I think, no doubt. Mitch, give us your prediction. We've had a 2-2 and a 5-4 so far.
Yeah, well, I'm getting the game again, and I think that the guys are right. There's going to be a bundle of goals. We can't stop goals for Toffee. We can score goals when you've got, you know, a good strike force. So, you know, you've got to be looking at, I think we'll win something like a 4-2. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be goals just all over time, bad defending, because that's what we've just seen the last month. And I can't, there's nothing in my thought process that says that's going to change. It's just going to be the same again. So I'm going to go for a 4-2. And if it's another bad performance, we might get our money back. I don't know.
You'll get a free Carabao Cup game next season.
Who knows?
Courtesy of Daniel Levy. You never know. Danny, give us the score prediction.
I think that's what motivated the players in the second half, was they didn't have to give the money back for the ticket against Liverpool. Look, I went to the Palace away game.
We won
4-0.
That's right.
I think we scored all four in the second half, and we played them off the park. I mean, I think, you know, Martin's prediction is ridiculous, 5-4. I think it's more likely to be 5-all. I remember, although this is the penultimate home game of the season, I remember we played Leicester at Wembley, I think it was, and it was a 5-all draw.
We won that 5-4.
We pipped Liverpool to third that season.
That's right.
We needed a win, but yeah.
We will be 5-4 up in the 96th minute. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be 5-all.
I'm going to go with 3-2. I think we'll just nick it near the end and finally send this all home happy. Well, look, gentlemen, thank you so much. Stephen, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Martin, thank you for coming back on. Mitch, thank you for coming back on.
No problem.
Danny, thank you for coming back on. Theo Delaney will be here on Monday, looking back at this game and looking forward to the next game. Enjoy the weekend. Until then, come on, you Spurs. If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.com.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.